Why Do I Want Heaven? Written by Blessing Others. Narrated by Blessing Others. Chapter 1, Reason for Entry. Overall, this chapter prompts us to reevaluate a potentially commercialized understanding of salvation and heaven, to examine the motives behind our reason for wanting heaven, and encourages a deeper, more authentic pursuit of God's presence and love. Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, why do I want to go to heaven? Like underneath the religious layers and general talk tracks surrounding heaven, why do I want to enter into heaven for all of eternity? If you are willing to take this brief calendar time out, engage within the Lord, and allow His question, reason for entry, to become a heart introspective and not just an intellectual flyby, His transformation will occur and it will be amazing. For some, heaven might not seem real, or you do not believe in heaven at all. Perhaps it doesn't seem attainable, or maybe you believe heaven exists, but thoughts in your head begin to pass condemnation on you, as if to say you are not worthy of heaven. Don't believe those lies. They are not from God. There is great news for all of us. John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world you that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." Romans 5:8, 2020 Testament, tells us, "Now God exhibited His own love with us, in that yet of us being those sinful, the Messiah died on behalf of us." Dear Lord, help us to embrace Your good news and receive Your eternal rescue. I grew up going to church, so heaven has been a very common topic for me throughout my life. As life happens, so to speak, eternally important thoughts and topics can become commonplace and often overlooked or taken for granted. Heaven became one of them. Over time, the simultaneous beauty of heaven and severity of hell for all of eternity had fallen off my daily radar. After all, I had checked the religious box of saying the sinner's prayer, so that's all I needed, right? I had the belief part correct intellectually, but my life's packed calendar and rushed time spent with the Lord demonstrated I had some heart problems that my intellect could not detect. Mental and physical busyness filled with earthly driven activities placed heaven into somewhat of a distant future back pocket thought. This ultimately became very dangerous for me in light of eternity. With worldly distractions and daily responsibilities, it is quite easy to allow eternal matters to lose their magnitude, awesomeness, and priority in our lives. Not so many months ago, I was out taking a walk, and I heard the Lord whisper these words to me, "Reason for entry." I knew instantly, in that moment, what
Sample complete. Ready to continue?